You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, Lady Rick, Weebum, featuring XB.
Hey, this is Radio Free Cybertron, and Rob is talking over the intro after I spent 9 hours making this work so he doesn't talk over the intro. Thanks, Rob. So I'm Brian Kilby, your host. This is Orange Cap Awareness Week, and this is Radio Free Cybertron. With me, I have Rob Springer, who likes to talk over the intro.
JD, a brick and I'll find it.
JD Church, John DeLuna, Bweebum, XV is somewhere, and we are joined by Ironhide 1975, Anthony.
Hello.
God, the intro should have been like, and Lady Wreck.
Yeah, and Lady.
No, it should be like, and Lady Wreck.
It's been a long week. I'm so tired.
Brian, I got to ask you, when you take these daves to this guy who does these, does he just ever look at you with this weird expression on his face going, really? You want me to say, we've won?
He sends me back polite emails. He's a very nice gentleman. I like him. He's a nice guy.
He's probably one of those professionals that, like, if you asked him, hey, what did you just say? He probably didn't know.
Yes.
You know, he's a machine.
Well, you know,
he reads what's in front of him.
He's a voice over artist, so God knows what his less paying job was, advertising.
Well, I'm certain he does pretty well. He is like the voice of all the ads. Of all the radio imaging people, I mean, it's what they call it. Radio imaging is when you do like voices and crap, voiceovers. He is far and away the most prominent in the area. He has international. He has an international radio show.
Wow.
So I mean, and whenever you listen to anywhere like within a 100-mile radius, you'll hear his voice. So he's probably not hurting. He lives down the road. I do things on the cheap. I do his website. He does promos for me. It's a fair arrangement.
I just find it amazing that once again it was like we were just trying to find a way to name Bweebum, and Z Piper just he's like Bweebum, and now you have a professional announcer just going Bweebum.
Yes.
we were trying to think of a way for Anthony to actually remember my name correctly.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't keep it.
Rob is going crazy with him with the keyboard. It's awesome.
Hmm? Yeah, beating
him to death. Like, yeah.
You type
that wasn't me, homie.
That wasn't you,
homie. I'm eating a hamburger.
Oh, awesome! I wish I was eating a hamburger right now.
Somebody's eating with purpose.
I will have a delicious cheer wine though.
Mm. I'm having a delicious double bacon cheeseburger.
Ooh, where did that come from?
Where's that from, Rob?
Checkers.
We had a Checkers here that closed down.
Well,
now it's a parking lot.
Alex, you have Checkers.
So lots of stuff going on this week. Man, I wish XV was around because like the best bit of news ever happened this week. So we will actually skip it and we'll go to something that this is kind of not news. It's conjecture, but the Thunderwings instruction manual reveals the remold to be Black Shadow. Now it's a head that looks a lot like Black Shadow's head, except for maybe the ears are a little, or the little things on the side of the head are the Jack Kirby-esque horns are a little too big. But so, I mean, do we have any confirmation that this is Black Shadow?
None.
It's probably
I haven't heard any.
I mean, it really does look like it.
Yeah. I mean, what else would it be?
This is going to be a trademark name, character name issue, I think. As it's like, this guy's name is Decepticon.
The Septic Shadow.
His name will be Black Shawad.
Yeah. Energon Megatron. What? Doesn't even look like him.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of
joined a space mafia.
That's true. That's true.
Does anyone else feel that the instructions from all the recent toys are nowhere near as good as the instructions from back in the old days?
They are way better. The old instructions kind of were kind of ass. They're so much better now.
Yeah, like the top of the especially the top of the box ones where it was just like change.
Yeah. Now I will admit one thing that Takara does well is instructions. And they have some really freaking elaborate instructions. That's one thing I do have to say. I like the job that Takara does better.
See, but I prefer the old version where they had the actual photos of the toy, and then they actually showed you the sort of where the things changed on the toy. Back, I mean, I mean, the first round of the instruction manuals had the photos, and then they went to the drawings. But man, I'm just an old timer.
I guess once the instructions hit international markets, it became an IKEA type thing where they were just trying to keep the costs low and at the same time just make it easier for everybody without a certain language barrier to understand.
Do you know that for a fact, or you just
no, so, wait, no, no, no. What are we talking about? Keeping the cost lower? What are we talking about?
Well, I think he's saying that doing photography is a little more expensive.
Oh, God, no. The drawing is way more expensive.
No, I'm talking about text. Like, so they don't have to, for every market, they have to redo the instruction manual?
But they do. I mean, from my experience,
all they have to do is slap a new name on.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean,
may still be even cheaper if there's only like two or three panels that they swap out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same reason why IKEA does that, right? It's international.
Yeah.
That way they're just lazy. They don't have to do it anymore. Yeah.
That's true. I mean,
it's cost effective.
Usually I can transform something without the instructions. But
every blue moon.
Yeah, I mean, every blue moon something comes along.
Yeah,
and,
like Masterpiece Megatron.
Well.
You know, as far as the instructions I can get,
hard as can be.
As opposed to one panel, I've got this and an arrow pointing down, and in the next panel, I have like this.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Which is like, hey, alternators.
Yeah, exactly.
The alternators, that's one where I'm like, I'm literally like, I think it was Skids. I was like, for an hour trying to figure out. Where the hell do I put his? Oh, his arm comes out from it. It was like I spent like I think an hour on him, and then like I think Masterpiece Megatron was like an hour and a half to transform, and then it was like once I got him into robot mode or back into gun mode, it was like, hey, this gun's way too big for my hand. I don't know.
No, some toys are one shot deals when it comes to transforming. That's all I gotta say there.
Yeah, some Transformer toys you can transform and untransform and you never get tired of them, and then some you're just like, I am never going to attempt to transform this thing again.
Red Megatron has never been transformed. It's like, looked at it? No.
Oh, the one that does the hand and the...
Yeah, it's like, what's he transformed into? Dust.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice.
Okay, the biggest bit of news for this week... Legends Megatron. Keep in mind, this is a Legends toy for people watching the video. This right here, Cosmos. He's like 2 inches tall. The Legends version of Megatron is going to have an orange cap. Orange safety cap.
Now, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, the reason that I thought the Legends Megatron was such a novel idea, it was a way to get around having to... you know, have a safety cap and a way to get around anyone possibly misconstruing Megatron for a real gun. But no, safety cap. And I'm encouraging Hasbro to put safety caps on all weapons going forward. No matter how small.
Even a sword.
Even a sword. Put an orange cap on it.
Orange cap on the sword.
I mean, nice. For goodness sakes, the gun that came with Masterpiece Optimus Prime is not going to – the Megatron gun isn't going to be much smaller than Masterpiece. I mean, he could probably – and then the Legends. He could probably hold the Legends gun.
I have a theory as to why they're doing this. Just in case your 1.5-year-old child decides to walk outside and point a gun at a policeman.
Yeah.
You see?
Absolutely.
So that's why we should kill all children.
Oh, that was not where I was going.
I keep hearing this orange safety cap thing with the little gun. I keep remembering that scene in Harlem Nights where I think it's Richard Pryor. No, wait. Eddie Murphy pulls out this tiny little pistol to fend off some people. Richard Pryor starts sitting on his head. Don't ever pull out that little piece of crap again.
He
said curse words, but I actually censored myself.
Yeah, I want to make this point. As Black Convoy in the chat pointed out, at BotCon, we did not see the orange cap. And I'm not complaining about it. I think it's hilarious.
As long as you can remove the cap.
No, you can't remove the cap. It's the barrel of the gun.
Yeah, silver paint marker, you're done.
Yeah, yeah, just get a silver Sharpie, and that will do it. But, you know, no, you cannot remove the cap at all.
I can, honest? Well, see, on the Masterpiece one, I was able to remove it.
Yeah.
On the Masterpiece Megatron.
That was something that was added on after the fact for local regulations. This is something that's actually made. The gun is molded orange instead of black.
You know what? If I may go off on a small rant, Brian, it's being a son of a police officer.
Wait, let me give you a soapbox. Hang on.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
okay.
Nice.
I'm off on the soapbox. So yeah, as a son of a police officer, I was always taught respect for guns, and I think adding this little orange cap seems to almost negate the fact that it negates the fact that parents need to teach their kids respect for rifles and respect for guns instead of just like, oh, watch for something with an orange cap. You know, the first time some kid's going to get something pointing in his face that doesn't have an orange cap, what are you going to do? So,
poop yourself.
Trick question.
Yeah.
Poop yourself. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, the whole point of the orange cap was so that someone doesn't misconstrue it as a real gun. I mean, like, there was a kid back in the 80s that got shot, apparently.
And
because
that's
of Megatron.
A really stupid kid.
I mean, kids are stupid. That's the point of being a kid.
Yeah, but you don't let your kid. I don't know. Just you train your kid to be okay.
My parents didn't.
Well, put it this way,
here, son. Here's this realistic gun. Why don't you go outside with it?
Well, here's my dad. Yeah. This is how my dad handled it. My dad's like, don't run up to the armored car because they'll shoot you because they think you're robbing them.
My dad was an idiot though, so I think that's the difference. Most people's parents are idiots.
You know. All thoughts aside, every time we get any of these orange safety cap issues, the first thing that goes through my head is, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's really like, yeah. Okay.
Now it's an orange safety cap. You know, I would not be surprised at some point they start putting orange things on swords, you know? It's just a dumbification of society to the point where it's just like, come on. You know, if the gun's totally black and it looks like an authentic gun, then yeah, I can maybe sort of understand. But Megatron was, you know, reasonably not, unless you're talking about the original one.
The original Megatron gun could pass for a real gun.
Pretty packy.
I have a theory. I thought about this just now. Maybe they're trying to be very G1, they're trying to be nice to the G1 piece, but you know they can't sell a real gun, like a real looking type gun, without an orange cap. So when they brought over Masterpiece, didn't
bring over Masterpiece,
or whoever did it, whoever you could buy it from, didn't they put like an orange cap on the sucker?
Yes,
they had to.
Right. So
in order to get imported into the United States, customs laws requires that cap to be there.
Right.
It basically gets sent back.
So maybe there's a way that Hasbro is just like, you know, in order to do this, we should just be
just put make a
maybe it's
box.
A joke. Maybe it's their way of
that's
joking.
That. You know, honestly, I had that. I had that thought on the commute home. It could just be an elaborate in joke, which would make it even more awesome. Because, for God's sakes, again, if people aren't watching the video, it's this freaking big. It's tiny. I mean, are there guns that small? There may be, but it's...
But see, I don't think that based on the statutes, you know, the laws that go into that, I don't think that they're able to make that argument. I think it's, if it's, you know, above a certain size and it's gun-shaped, it's got to have a cap on it.
Then why aren't the guns that why aren't weapons that come with the toys, like the larger toys, why aren't they?
Well, because they're still not that big. I mean, I understand what you're saying as far as say like the small Megatron that came with Masterpiece, but this is easily double if not triple that size.
By mass, maybe not by length or width.
I think it'd be awesome if they put an orange cap on the Megatron gun that came with Masterpiece.
Yeah, they should.
You know what would be even awesomer? And I say this is pure, full optimism. If he was named Wheeljack.
Okay.
And it had the bio was like a girl and stuff. I just want to see the just pants ruined over there. What the hell? Why are they doing it, Bubba? God, I would love that.
Yeah, so just release it, call it Little Jack, and be done with it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Or Sunstorm. Just paint it orange.
Paint it orange, call it Sunstorm. That's genius.
And then they're like, well, I'll get the Takara version, and Takara's in on it, and you're like, "What? Why is it called Galanx or something?
It's Heinrad, what?
What okay. The hell is a Nutbuster? Well, I mean, what the hell?
So continuing a theme with the Generations Deluxe toys, Cup is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, so... Cup is awesome. Oh my god, I want this. So, KO Toys has pictures of Cup, and it's freaking amazing. I want it. Like, bad. Like, really bad.
Now.
At this rate, won't he be out next week?
Basically, yes.
We're like up to wave 5 already.
I know.
It looks like I still can't find Red Alert. What the hell's going on?
You can't find Red Alert? Really?
I saw one day.
I'm making a joke over to how they're coming out before people can find a prior waves. It's like, hey, look at all those damn thrusts.
Yeah.
It's not Drift.
Yeah. Man, Drift is such a great toy. Buy two.
Yeah, he really is.
Well, man, you can easily buy two.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, guys. We got to snatch up these thrusts. They are going to fly off the rug.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm glad I got this.
What about Dirge? What do you see for Dirge?
I see a whole lot of people not caring.
Man.
I mean, if it was like one of the main three ones, but the Conan's people are pretty passive over.
I don't know.
If they don't want Dirge, if they don't want thrust, they're not going to want Dirge.
No.
I've got Dirge. I've got him right here. I really think that they just probably made too many thrusts.
I hope so.
unless they're like warehouses that have like millions of Dirges out there. I don't see Dirge being a peg warmer.
I expect to see one less use of that classic Seekers mold come out called Busted.
The mold's busted.
They could do the other three Rainmakers. I'm surprised they haven't done those for like a BotCon set. The three Rainmakers set.
I think at this point, even people would go like, really? How many times have I bought this toy?
Yeah. Come on, man. It's
a different color.
I think I actually have this toy more than I have Optimus Primes.
Well, you know, honestly, Anthony's got a point because we are like drooling over the next use of this mold for the
the Ramjet. Rainmakers. If they did the three Rainmakers, the green one, the yellow one, and I can't remember. I think it was blue. I would get them because that would be really cool to recreate the scene from what was the episode?
Oh, I'd love someone other than the same three. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome for a change.
Yeah, I they're not going to do it, but if we're getting into somewhat obscuria repaints, it would be really cool if they took the recent, was it Energon Devastator? Not Devastator, Bruticus. Was it Energon or Cybertron? It was Energon. It was Energon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Energon. If they painted it into Battle Gaia and made that as a BotCon set, I would buy that.
That would be cool.
That would be cool. Not going to happen. Okay. So, let's see here.
We'll have our own RFC exclusive Guard City. Just send us $50.
But what? We'll send you a Guard City. It'll still be sealed.
Yeah, it'll be the RFC exclusive Guard City. Someone print some stickers.
Yeah, exactly. I just bought another bootleg Devastator, and it was pretty awesome because it came in G2 colors. The one I had prior came in G1 colors. So,
you ever find those mini Devastators every once in a while?
No, I have never come across a mini Devastator. So it's like a miniature version of that mold, and not the MicroMaster.
Right. It's at some point the bootleggers did a world's smallest treatment of the G1 combiner molds that they've been bootlegging forever, so you can get like tiny little Devastator and tiny little Bruticus.
Is that like a tiny Dancer?
God, yes. That's amazing.
No, it's a better that size.
Really? Devastator is a really crappy toy.
Yeah, you can breathe on it. Falls apart.
Basically, any way you put it, he's a crappy toy.
Yeah, even the official version just breaks.
Oh, the knockoff. The knockoff is better because I had to remold it to make it work. So I mean, by this point, that knockoff mold's been used over and over. So
has like a flat slate for a face at this point.
Well, I'm saying you know, like the mechanism that they use to mold the tool to make the combiner merge is completely different.
Yeah,
and it's more solid. So okay, so we mentioned this before. Generations Wave 5 is at retail. Thunderwing, Skullgrin, and Cliffjumper.
Ooh, Skullgrin.
So the only new mold there is Thunderwing, and but I still want all three. Pretty bad.
Yeah.
What's Grapple coming out?
You mean a Grapple?
Grapple, yeah.
Was it Solar Storm or something like that?
Something
Solar
like
that. Storm? Grapple.
Yeah.
Grapple.
Sorry, I was not saying it with enough fluids.
I mean, they're spelling it as Grapple, so it's
Grapple.
Grapple.
Yeah. And the Grapple is Grapple.
This is EL.
You know.
Yep.
So they're actually purposely misspelling it.
Yes.
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 It's funny as so do certain common words can't be trademarked because they're too common, and they don't want to do Autobot Grapple for some reason. So it's like, I just want to be the guy at the office who had to process that Solar Storm. What the F is?
What?
They just turned in gibberish.
Yeah. I want to see that string of emails that ended up with this.
We're going to misspell the name and cult name it after a soda while we're at it.
I would own a Cheerwine.
We're going to have a...
we need to name somebody Cheerwine.
Yeah.
We're going to have a Sun-Kissed Prowl at this point. I mean...
They really should co-brand. They really should get out there, like a Boo Berry or something like that.
Awesome.
All over that.
Yes. Count Chocula converts to car.
Converts to car.
Bro, make this happen.
Nice. Nice.
Is that Casper the Friendly Ghost?
That's Boo Berry, sucker.
That's Boo Berry.
Awesome.
Until you take a repainted animated blackout as Boo Berry.
I see where you're going with this, and I like it.
Dude, actually, I would just take and repaint an animated blackout as anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Sweet. Sunstorm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, last week we talked about how spastic is a not so nice term for, you know, someone with, you know, mental deficiency.
This is my favorite story of the week.
So Hasbro is getting around this by just not marketing it in the UK where the term is offensive.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. I'm not selling it to you.
It's like, oh, you don't like that? Well, you don't get it.
Yeah.
Screw you.
Culturally offensive.
I see where Hasbro's got the advantage here, seeing that they, you know, they're not sending generations after, what, Wave 2 to the UK, and they're probably trimming down the Power Core Combiner assortments for the UK, so they're probably like, which one do we cut out? How about the one that's pissing everyone off? The recolor, yeah, not the new mold. Okay,
you know,
good
but
idea.
They probably named it like that on purpose, so they couldn't sell it in the UK.
You think so? As an elaborate in-joke?
Yes.
You know,
say, screw you, Europe. We don't like you.
I am. Yeah. I have to say, though, I do really... kind of like spastic because it sounds pretty late G1.
It does. It really does.
It's like, almost what the GC. Hell's a fracas? Man, I can't wait to play with fracas.
That's like, you know, I would say something like that, and my mom would make me wash my mouth out with soap.
Nice.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
No.
Not really.
I don't know. I once asked if we had a thesaurus, and my dad told me we didn't have any dinosaur books.
Oh. Yeah.
So okay. So the next bit of news. This is, it looks like something XV probably added. The eHobby United set seems to include or confirm a generic Junkion head for Rekgar. So this basically says that the United toy it will have a just a generic little knockoff head for. So I see it right here in the photo on the left. It's a Junkion head with sort of like, I guess, a visor. Mm-hmm. So the United and Takara will be releasing an eHobby version of that. So if it's eHobby, it means we probably won't get it unless it's a repaint of the toy that's going to come out. So
I still say we should get a G1 version of Oil Slick using that mold.
Yeah. Ooh. So I'm trying to think. Has there been an eHobby remold? It's all just a straight repaint, correct? I can't think of one off the top of my head. So we probably will. We probably will end up getting that version. It's just that this is confirmation. I'm just okay. That's kind of neat looking. I want that. Oh, I wish I had the cat poo cam on because the cat is pooing right during the podcast.
Yay. Awesome. Yay.
Just right on schedule. So, okay.
That's what we all wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Damn it. They're missing
it. I'm just glad
it.
We can't smell the internet yet.
I can smell it.
Yes. Can you? We won't. Do you really want to look forward to today? We can smell the internet.
Oh, God. No.
No. As long as it's
not
optional.
Not with this fandom.
It's like, go to an anime con. And then imagine an oil shop.
Yeah, I think smelling the internet would be nice. Yeah. You know, somebody sends you a rose email, and it's like, what do I have here? A rose email. Ah, my eyes! All right. That's all right.
Awesome. Okay,
oh my
so
gosh, you're supposed to laugh at the stupid humor. Really,
they're too busy laughing at my stupid humor. Oh, God, the cat. Okay.
Hey, look, I could predict the smell of the internet.
Yeah. So, okay, yeah. So this the cat usually does this before the show. That's how I know the show's about to start. So our timing is off.
You know, you want to know why it's daylight savings time. There's still not
true. No, that means it would be later. So this would be new sound wave.
Right.
Okay, so McDonald's upcoming Happy Meal toys are Revenge of the Fallen based, and they do not transform, which is to be expected.
Yay.
So when was the last time we actually had transforming stuff? Was that Beast Wars? The Transmetals?
No, the Beast Machine stuff transformed.
I never actually got a single one of the Beast Machines.
I did. I had the Primal for that. I think I had a couple of them, actually.
I remember I had I guess what Black Arachnia and Dinobot for the Transmetal, and God, I want to say it was a great toy, but obviously it wasn't.
Comcast.
So we didn't get anything with Beast Machines in it.
What?
You didn't get a single one of them?
No, there? Because we're not noobs, so we don't like Beast Machines.
Going back to last week's show. Yeah, awesome.
It's called back.
Everyone was hoping that this would be Transformers Prime based, which you know only makes sense since it's the new frickin' line. But
but we still haven't seen a single figure out of that series. So
not even like a prototype.
Yeah, you know, at first it was kind of like almost a joke. Now I'm sort of getting nervous because it's kind of like, really?
Nothing's even leaked, has it? We haven't seen it.
Nope. Nothing.
Well, it's getting really late. I mean, the show starts next week. I mean, we get the premiere. We get the.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of.
The toys for another 6 months, just like animated. It works for animated.
Yeah,
and then they're going to be we're not going to sell these because nobody wants to buy them.
Yeah, that's true.
But even in animated, even by this time, even at the time the animated.
We knew what the toys would look like, yeah.
We had prototypes at least.
And we were like drooling.
Well, there's a pretty, to me, obvious train of where Hasbro's worked in this way. One, they don't want to put out toys for movie 3 line because that's going to be huge. It's just going to be huge. So it's like, okay, we got a cartoon coming out. It's our new universe. And because the movies are so popular, we're going to style them to look somewhat movie-ish.
But the branding
almost Optimus toys.
But yeah, exactly. Isn't the branding more important though? I mean, what's the point of having a TV series if it's not to market the toy line?
Yeah,
it's not pushing
exactly.
Product.
I mean, they're not here to market a great series. They're here to sell toys.
Well,
and
the great series
is a side effect.
Network, and they get ad revenue from that network.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Yeah, but what good is a What good is a Transformers series if it's not a 30-minute commercial for a toy?
I know, we love that. That's the kind of stuff that we're into.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Hasbro has been oddly hush-hush. I mean, there hasn't been a confirmation that there's even going to be a toy line. It's like even the questions about it seem to have been like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they haven't even
really
said.
Weird.
Have we all just assumed that there would be toys? I mean, they are a toy company.
That's what I'm starting to think. It's like we've all assumed there's going to be a figure line for this, but the movie comes out this coming summer?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which means toys in the spring.
Exactly. And we've got generations a lot of figures going out to win at least January.
Well, if you think about it, it's like, okay. If it doesn't say movie, the retailers don't want it. That's why we have Generations toys getting stuck in movie packaging. So we'd have to barter a certain amount of retail space with the movie stuff. So it's like, okay, there's two hooks of Generations, shove Grappel in a movie box. But so we got Generations and we got movie. And it's really just Transformers and the color of the box. So if and when Prime toys do come out, they'll probably just get shoved in that packaging.
Well, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking they may just squeeze it into Generations. I mean, that's what they're doing with, War for Cybertron. Not that War for Cybertron is their big media outlet. I mean, it's obviously it's the cartoon. But, I mean, War for Cybertron is a pretty big initiative, even though it's not Hasbro produced. I mean, Hasbro has a big say-so in it.
Well,
I mean, it's part of the foundation of their new, universe. So, I mean.
Look at Lockdown. They put him out in Revenge of the Fallen toys. He's in the Cyber Missions. Oh, that's also what he looks like in G1 now.
Yeah.
So at there, they're just like, you know what? It's a Transformer. It's a Transformer. It's a Transformer. Quit getting so semantic about it.
So you don't see them branding the toys?
No, I think it'll probably have a sticker as seen on Transformers Prime, like the War for Cybertron ones. Because at the end of the day, kids like, hey Optimus, hey Bumblebee. They look similar enough to. I mean, you see kids buying Batman the Animated Series or Batman toy. You know, if it looks cool, they just don't know why. They're just used to Batman having a green suit sometimes.
Yeah. That's true.
So,
okay.
So this is my, or actually I might be jumping ahead here. I'm sorry, but I'm sort of looking at the first spots for the Transformers Prime, the new cartoon.
Yeah, we can jump into that. Go ahead.
Okay. Cool. Well, it's looking – granted, I'm not listening with sound. This is the first time I've seen them because I've been sort of out of the loop. But it's looking really good.
It does.
Am I missing the catch here?
No, I don't really have – I definitely don't have any issue with it. I'm excited by it. So we got, five, 30-second promos for Transformers Prime. The new –
It's looking from what I can see without the sound, looks like a really good.
Each one focuses on a different character, and they are different takes, of course, than we've seen before.
Have we heard the new Megatron voice yet?
I mean, it's Frank Welker.
One
voice ever. I can't sound different.
Yeah, I mean, I think that video at BotCon it had them doing the voices. So we've heard the voice. We heard it at BotCon. I don't know that we've actually had video of Megatron himself speaking. With it being flanged and everything. But
he was supposed to be doing it lower than his the old Megatron.
Was it more like what he did for the Revenge of the Fallen video game? Perhaps.
I hope that might be it.
I don't know.
I'm asking you.
I don't have it, nor have I ever played it. Is his voice intelligible in the game, unlike the movies?
He sounds like a clown.
Really?
I did not like the way his voice sounded in the game.
In the first game, yeah, it didn't sound good. I think they fixed it a little bit in the second game, from what I can remember. I remember reading at the time that he was doing the voice a little bit lower than what he normally does. So I was wondering if we've seen any promos of the new voice.
I just want to hear him say retreat.
you know what's funny is I have the guys at work, whenever they walk by, I've just reintroduced them to Transformers. And this one guy, he's like, Megatron. And I always have to do Prime! And then I start going off on the whole movie thing. So, so I've been practicing my dialogue.
This is basically all Megatron ever said.
Yeah.
Retreat, Decepticons! This battle has been lost!
Yeah,
man, he is the best leader ever.
He is the best leader, yeah.
You know, I noticed something in the videos that not a lot of people seem to be talking about. So Bumblebee's related to RC?
Yeah, I mean, RC mentions that he's family, but I mean, that could mean anything. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
but it's a cartoon, so they tend to slap certain things really hard. You know, it's like, he's family, don't confuse the kids.
Yeah. I just take it as meaning, that they're a tight-knit, bunch.
We'll see. It's just like, how many more people is Rat Trap related to?
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here.
So
best?
So you have high hopes for Transformers Prime?
I always have high hopes. except for the movies. I have no hopes.
Pie in the sky.
Visually, I like it. It looks cool. Until we see an episode, we can't really make it. I'm sorry, the way it looks isn't determining the fiction part of it. Some people seem to think so, but
yeah, no kidding.
I'm just not that judge a book by its cover, so right now it looks cool.
And what is the general consensus so far of Transformers 3 from what we've been hearing? Is
it it's a cluster.
Wah.
Yeah, it's cursed.
Yeah, it's cursed.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, besides being cursed.
Yeah, I mean.
No.
Well, you already knew that.
There's no reason to expect anything different than the first two movies, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, open up more like the first one.
Well, is it going to suck more than the second movie, or is it actually maybe going to be somewhere between the first and the second?
They're
trying to market it as better than both, but
yeah.
Well, that's and as somewhat of an apology for the second one.
Yeah,
it's kind of weird.
Well, I mean, the second one did suck, but it was the biggest, it was the highest grossing movie of what, 2009.
Yeah, but story wise, they've oddly kind of, I guess, said this will be better. We promise.
Yeah,
that's what they said about the second movie too.
Thank you for spending so much money on watching the second one. Please spend more money to watch us redeem ourselves.
Well, that's how you package a sequel, but. You know, they're saying this one's more like the first one in so many interviews, but then you see NASCAR robots flying down the road and tons of that, so it's like, the first one, I guess, was a better movie. I mean, the general audience seemed to really like it, but...
I thought it was halfway decent. It was a solid two-star film.
Yeah, it's a summer movie. It's a perfect summer movie. Exactly. They're not... It's like, I'm going to eat some popcorn, watch the White House get exploded, and Will Smith's going to punch somebody.
Yeah.
This is my movie.
Will Smith should have been in it. That would have made things better.
He really should have, after, you know, just and do his Dinobot voice or something.
Yeah. Yeah, awesome. So Hasbro dishes out information on the MMO, War for Cybertron 2, and the 2011 game strategy. There's a lot of bullets in this. So can anyone tell me what this means?
No, it's just all blurs together. It means nothing to me. I mean, I've read it even, and I don't even know what the hell they're talking about.
Well, the big one is the War for Cybertron 2 in 2012.
Oh, of course. Between
2011's going to have a Transformers Dark of the Moon game, which is not surprising at all. And then a Chinese developer called NetDragon has been developing an MMORPG that was announced earlier this year for China and other markets. And they have said that it will be ported to other countries. But no, they have not revealed any of the names or any of the countries that it will be going to.
Obviously, I love Transformers. It's one of my primary things.
Get out of here.
But I'm not going to play a Transformers MMO.
No.
I'm not going to play any MMO. I have a job.
It would depend on the MMO, what it plays like. But being that it's Chinese developed, it's a browser MMO.
Yeah.
So basically, let me pick my Autobots and they're going to build their houses while I'm at work.
It's probably going to be a Facebook game.
Plant radishes.
Yeah. God.
Which is where the money's at. And there's already a bootleg Asian design Transformers game on Facebook. And it's quite horrible.
Is it?
It's quite horrible. I was actually pretty damn appalled about how bad that was. Because, in fact, it was like, well, it was bootleg, but still.
You know, the Taiwanese are actually also excellent at bootlegging Transformers stuff, but we'll get to that later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we have lots of stuff about video games. One thing I wanted to mention, and if you're listening to the live show, definitely go to AllSpark and read up on this. But if you're listening to the podcast, this is probably already in the past. Jim Swartenson is taking up a collection to try to win Heritage Auctions G1 production materials on behalf of the fandom. If you go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/TF Radio, we have a link to it right there. If you go to allspark.com, I believe it is still on the homepage. There's lots of neat stuff. But yeah, it's actually the first topic at AllSpark. Less than 2 days left on the Ron Friedman auction. Posters of the G1 show. Cells, scripts, lots of neat stuff. So, and of course, Jim helped coordinate the purchase of the 1986 Toy Fair catalog that included all of the rare photos of the toys. So, pretty neat.
Now, this is actual stuff from the G1 show that is being sold off as an auction. Uh-huh. Wow.
Correcto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like real, honest to God historical stuff.
Yeah.
How much are they asking? And where do they find these?
$59.99.
Yeah, just go to AllSpark and click the link and it will take you there. Pretty cool.
Wow, there's a lot of stuff here.
Yeah. So, JD, why don't you tell us what's happening this week in history?
Sure. So, November 18th, 1986, the Transformers episode Call of the Primitives premiered in the U.S. I think we talked about that, didn't we? Like,
yeah, a little bit.
Weeks ago? Yeah.
It's one of those episodes you love it or you hate it.
Well, I think you can love and hate it. It's beautiful, and the story is just freaking weird.
Primacron, though, so, for God's sake. Primacron.
So yeah. What you're saying is, in 1986, ATT in the 90s was forever changed.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Because there would be many a debate over the...
That boy, those DVD releases kind of screwed up some conversations.
Yeah, yeah, they did.
Yeah.
So is anyone actually watching the G1 on the Hub? Or is that just a lost cause?
A little bit. I watched a little bit.
I watched More Than Meets the Eye Part 1, and I've DVR'd the rest, and I have yet to go back.
I would if I wasn't asleep.
Yeah.
I've got to get up early in the morning, guys.
Yeah, I know.
I've got them all on DVD. It's okay, Hasbro. I've already gave you the money for it.
Yeah.
I've got the channel.
And JD.
We'll watch Prime.
What else? What else is going on this week?
Hey, guess what? It's a week later. So... On November the 17th, 1984, Ultimate Doom Part 3.
Amazing.
I know.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. It's a week after the Ultimate Doom Part 2. I don't remember the Transformers ever being a weekly show. I just always thought that it was a new episode each and every day.
Yeah, I think it depended on your distribution. Like, officially it was released at this time, but it's like, but depending on what cable provider...
It started off on, like, I think Friday, I seem to remember turning on, and that was the first time I saw the episode with the Bumblebee getting his mind wiped. And then I think after that, it started to go on a daily basis. At least if anything, I know it was every day once they went to season two. Because I remember the promos for it.
I remember up at one point, when I was living in Statesboro, about maybe 1986, because of my cable provider, I could watch Transformers like five times a day during the summer.
Holy crap.
On different channels, and including, it'd be like, okay, I'd watch it on one channel, because the channel, you know where our cable was in the early 80s, it was like random channels thrown together. So it'd be like, one station would show it in the morning, and usually I'd watch it for school, and then I'd get home, watch it after school. But then another station, which was apparently in Venezuela or some other country, was showing it, you know, at 10 in the morning. And then it's like, oh, Bozo the Clown's showing Transformers.
But was
and
it?
Then I could turn it to another, and there someone else was.
Was it the same episode, though?
No. So sometimes it would actually be a mini.
So you're talking about like TBS would show one, and then the Chicago.
I could just like flip channels and.
Yeah.
It's the same way. It's like the same channel that showed H.R. Puff and stuff in 1986 was showing Transformers in midday when they're like, you think the kids will be watching this? Well, the ones aren't in school yet.
Yeah, or the ones, yeah.
What was really great is when you got GoBots in the morning and then you got Transformers when you came home. So you got a nice little...
That sounds like a euphemism. It really does.
Getting a lot of action, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's go ahead, take a break. We'll go to the TF Wiki Spotlight, which, JD, what is that this week?
I believe it's Sideways.
Awesome. Ooh, awesome. Okay, we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. Give me your face.
Thanks, Brian. All right, and like you said, it's time again for the TF Wiki Spotlight. I'm, of course, joined by Chris McFeely. Chris, what do we got?
Trying to break break tradition this week a little bit. Been focusing, I think, a little bit too much on G1 stuff, and And if it hasn't been characters from G1, it's been external real life people, or like last week's like the special case from a couple of weeks ago, or multiversal concepts like Energon. So we're looking to the Unicron trilogy this week, but we're still sticking with that broad scope because we're looking at Sideways this week. Sideways is this week's TF Wiki spotlight because Sideways is a complicated kind of guy. He was one of like the breakout real big note characters that came out of Armada, and it's a guy who hasn't gone away. He has a lot of crazy multiversal hopping antics. It's led him to appear in Generation 1 based continuities, and if you've read the Allspark Almanac, possibly even continuities beyond, like animated, and yeah, maybe even the live action movies. It is pretty crazy stuff that is all laid out in the most helpful way that could possibly be done with it, I think, on the wiki. It's a big read, and of course it's got all its toys, some of which you may be surprised by, because let me surprise you perhaps by pointing out that the disambiguation for Sideways' article is not Armada, it's robots in disguise, because that's where Sideways first appeared. Did you know that? Maybe you didn't. Who was he? I'll leave it up to you to find out. The notes on this page cover a lot of the complications and convoluted facts that surround the character as well. And it'll take you a while to get through it all. But it is some of the earliest TF multiverse hopping stuff as well, which is such a big bugbear these days with your 13 and your multiversal singularities and all that stuff. You can probably point your finger at Sideways and blame his wackiness for a lot of it as well. So that's why Sideways is this week's TF Wiki Spotlight.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
Mighty Beast, fused in one!
New Beast Wars Beastars!
Heroic Silver Boat will settle the score. Part wolf, part eagle, changing to something so much more. A hornet sting fused with poisonous fun. Evil Aqua Sting then becomes a robot of a whole new kind. Head of a lizard, wings from dragonfly. Evil Sky Shadow changes suddenly to a robot in disguise. Two mighty beasts fused in one.
New Beast Wars Beastars!
New figures, each sold separately.
Radio Free Cybertron Superior. Other programs inferior.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
So, I want to tell you about the contest that we have going on, and I'm actually going to our website so that I can actually read it, because I don't remember all the crap we're giving away, because there's so much of it.
There's so much stuff.
Yes, so it's our year-end contest. We are giving away a Generations Blur Mint and Sealed card. There you go. If you don't have it, Dark Mount, who is awesome. We're giving away also a lot of comics. Transformers Titan Trades. We have three winners. We will have three winners of Showdown, the hardcover. One winner of All Fall Down, the hardcover. The rest are soft cover. One winner for Last Stand. One for The Matrix Quest. Two for Treason. One for the UK exclusive trade, Second Generation. Two winners for Fallen Angel. Again, it's a Transformers UK comic. Two for Target 2006. One of the hard-to-find trade, Perchance to Dream, which features the black-and-white comics. Two for Earth Force, which is the black-and-white comic. We're also giving away a couple of Titan magazines. We'll have one winner for a copy of the August 2009 issue, which has our pals Mudflap and Skids on it. And, of course, a copy of September 2009. And we will have one winner of a Fanboy versus Clock, which is pretty awesome, designed by our very own John Lewino.
I want to be the winner of that, but apparently I can't.
Yeah, apparently I can't win anything.
No, you can't. And we'll also have an extra large ENIT shirt.
Employees of Radio Free Cybertron are unqualified.
Volunteers. We're all volunteers.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I ain't get paid.
Employees.
Loosely.
Yeah, employees.
I get paid that's about it.
I think most of us actually put money into this, so
yeah. I did get one cheerwine.
Yes, you did get a cheerwine. That is true.
Oh, so did I.
Nah. If Skype would show my cam, you guys would see your raise, which would be an extra high five this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
We did a good job.
So awesome. Okay. So I guess, you know, I guess the topic for this week is was something we haven't really talked about, and I'm certain Rob has a lot to share here. But, you know, Transformers, especially G1, if anyone grew up during that time, a lot of people defined themselves by Transformers movie, and primarily the death of Optimus Prime, which honestly kind of sucked. There have been a lot of great deaths in Transformers, mostly in the comic, but there have been a lot of great deaths. And I guess we wanted to talk this week about what some of our favorites are. So, guys, what are some of your favorite Transformers deaths?
Oh, my God.
How morbid.
I don't know. I mean, I think one of my favorites, just because of how horrific it is the the Optimus carcass after he gets blasted by Unicron, where it's just like the faceplate is off, most of the body's slagged, and he's still alive. And even Jazz, I think, at one point is just like, "Oh my God." Oh, and
it's like hurling in the corner.
Yeah, like Robo hurling. Just gets like, oh, yeah, I can't believe it's alive.
Which ones is this?
Which
series?
It's at the end of the whole Matrix quest.
The comic.
Yeah, it's in the comic.
Okay. Gotcha.
Saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, make sure. Yeah. So yeah, I recall that. Now I was trying to. I was thinking Dark Awakening, and I was thinking the movie. Yeah. I'm like,
he didn't look something that awesome would happen in the television series.
Well, no, End of Dark Awakening was pretty gruesome.
Yeah, Dark Awakening was gruesome to be
pretty sloppy.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite death of Optimus Prime is the Dark Awakening death.
Well, of his 25 deaths.
Yeah.
Did he really die, though? I mean, he really...
Oh, yeah. It was completely retconned. But, of course, yeah, he completely and utterly died at the end of Dark Awakening. It was awesome.
But then they changed it because then they wanted to do the Return of Optimus Prime shows, right? Because they changed the end of that and they said, but is Optimus Prime really dead? At you know, they put an edit onto that particular show depending on which version you have. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's something. Well, they did that.
Am I going crazy here?
They
tacked something on.
And then they also did that with the UK movie. They tacked that onto. Just on the home, the DVD release.
Yeah, it's on the
VHS release. And of course, it was on the subsequent DVD release as well.
Actually, that's a good question. On the new box set with the TV, with the whole complete shows. I know in the Rhino one it doesn't have the overdub on Dark Awakening. Did the new ones have that overdub where it says, but is Optimus Prime really dead? Stay tuned till tomorrow for...
I've seen it, so it's entirely possible. I don't remember where I saw it, but it probably is on there, on the Rhino. I don't have the
new guys. The new, really sure about the ones.
I don't actually have that set. So, so what else, guys? Rob, I know you have plenty of examples.
Go
ahead, Rob. Yeah, go ahead.
You know, mine is, from the movie, at least, if we're going to talk real quick about the movie, I just like Ironhides because that's
it's
so awesome.
It's one of the most merciless deaths in the movie. I guess my favorite would be Windcharger because, of course, you don't see it.
All of a sudden, he's dead.
He's just dead.
Yeah.
When Unicron blasts him, he blasts him so hard that he rocks the ship almost off its course.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was just something as a little kid. I'm like, oh my God! What did I just see in my eyes?
Bronze was pretty bad, too, because he got shot right in the shoulder. Like, right in place. Nice. Just like,
died of a bad infection.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Died of dysentery.
Yeah. Okay. It was a complication of surgery later.
Prowls was very disturbing to me. The fact that he's just like, oh my God. His eyes turned red. It's just...
And smoke poured out of his mouth. It was awesome.
Those those five deaths in the movie were just so disturbing. And it was just like, as a little kid, I was like, what the heck are they doing? I was waiting for them to come back at the end or some sort of, you know, redemption. They're going to be okay. No, they're just dead. And the next 3 days...
Do like a Bollywood dance routine at the end?
Yes. Black Convoy pointed out his favorite death is Bronze from the parody. I was thinking about that. Oh, yeah. So awesome. I love that. That was awesome.
The last 3 days after I saw Transformers the movie, I'm literally sitting on the, my grandma's. I remember sitting on my grandma's toilet going, what the heck? Are they going to bring it back? Why would they die? I was so disturbed by that. I'm like, why did they die? I'm sitting on my I remember sitting on my grandma's toilet going, are they going to come back? Should I write a letter? What's going to happen?
You were so conflicted, your bowels.
Yeah, really, seriously.
My bowels are in turmoil.
I can't take it. I'm going to crap.
That's awesome.
So
that's awesome. No.
This is me.
But no, I'm trying to think
He's dead.
My favorite That's awesome.
little Anthony Ironhide, 1975. You know,
did you guys see how Raoul died? I mean, give me a minute.
Well, I was also confused. Right around that time, they killed Primoff in the comic too, and of course, my mom never bought me another comic, so I never found out what happened to Prime until years later. So that was disturbing as well.
It was disturbing for me. The last comic I read until I was an adult was The Mechanic. And I was kind of damaged by that.
Mechanic is good stuff.
Yeah,
but I think the best two deaths, if you want to go for comedic value, are probably Dinobot, because I hated that character from Beast Wars.
Really?
But, yeah, I did not like Dinobot. And then of course, what was that Hawk guy?
I appreciate you saying that though.
yeah.
Better
lock your doors tonight.
Yeah.
No, I appreciate him saying it because it's like, okay, because I'm the only one who's like, yeah, you people like him because he died.
Yeah.
I never liked this guy, Dinobot. But the other guy was a Tigerhawk guy. He was in it for like two episodes. And he's like going up against
the Valk.
And then he's super badass.
Yeah, he was.
He was going up against the Nemesis, and you think, oh, great, he's going to defeat the Nemesis. Cut to a commercial, and he's dead.
Then he's dead, yeah.
I'm like, what the hell? I just bought that toy.
Was that
when you pooped?
It was a good toy, though.
Yeah.
That was part one. Was that part one?
The bathroom was that.
Was that part one or part two?
That one.
Actually, that was the Tigerhawk toy. I just got fired, and I'm like, I'm gonna buy that. I was in Target, and I bought the Tigerhawk toy, and I'm like, this. I gotta buy this. Sis. My sister's like, you should be spending money. You just got fired. I'm like, sometimes
Tigerhawk is awesome, dude.
It's your tub of ice cream.
Yes. So, was that the Bob Forward episode or the Furman episode?
That was
where Tigerhawk was killed. That was part one, wasn't it?
It was part one. Yeah.
Bob wrote part one, and Furman wrote part two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I was given Tigerhawk by a dude who had a man crush on me.
Really?
I thought I was so awesome. He's always like just hanging.
You are.
Me, and he just. It's like, yeah, when do
you
say?
You thought I had a man crush on you? What?
No, you didn't get a man crush. Someone had like a man crush on me, and like, this is a friend of mine. He just constantly was telling me how awesome I was, and he's like, yeah, you're right. I am pretty awesome. Next thing I know, he's like, I got you, Tigerhawk. Right on, man.
I just got mine at Walmart. I mean, yeah, so.
Yeah.
I acquire some amazingly.
Where's this guy, and what was his name?
Well, now he's a Mormon and doesn't talk to anyone who isn't Mormon, so I think he finds one thing he thinks is awesome for another, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. At least he's not worshiping me, because I was getting, that'd be kind of creepy.
Yeah, it would be creepy.
Oh, I love to be worshipped, right, DMG?
Oh, no, he was killed in part two.
Was it? Okay,
yeah.
So.
Yep.
Ah, yes,
going into smithereens.
So, of course, it was Furman. Then, of course, that killed him. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, Rob, do you have anyone? Do you have any?
Oh God, yeah. Of course, you know, one of my favorite. If we're going to be for serial on the drama note, that would be a Scorponok in Marvel G1. Just because that was like a really cool way for him to kill that character. You know, Prime's all sad face.
Wait, is that that was comic?
That was issue 73.
So right when they were fighting Unicron, it was like, you know, Scorponok was deciding he was kind of, Scorponok's kind of a good guy, bad guy, and all sorts of stuff. He's actually the character Raksha was talking about instead of Megatron. This stuff.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and all this stuff, and then, you know, he basically dies attacking Unicron, and Unicron's like,
burp and kills him with flame breath, and like he just melts, and he's like, "Did I do good, Prime?" And Prime's like, "Yeah, you did good, boy." And you know, he dies. He's all like sad face Prime. It's like, oh, that's actually, well, IDW, read that comic. You know, mm-hmm. That's good comic. That's a good comic writing right there. And the fact that you can care about a character about like that. And then we get to the comedy, because there's a whole lot of it. I mean, holy crap, when Ratchet died in the Marvel comic, not that that was funny, but next issue, Prime going emo was. It's like,
yeah,
50 million people have died, but my friend just died, so F this shit. Just, that's it, I'm done. I'm done. And he walks, you know. And like first page is, no! You know, do not want.
No.
Inferno dying a billion times in the same issue at one point. It's just like, he's dead. There he is driving a plane. No. Whenever Furman writes Inferno. Who else? Actually, I didn't really care, give a crap when Dinobot died, but, you know, Transmutate was pretty cool.
That was I love that episode.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Of course, you know, I love Rampage, so.
Yeah. Now, one death that really pissed me off, actually two deaths that really just cheesed me off, was when Scorponok and Pterosaur died in Beast Wars, because you're just like, boop, we're dead.
Yeah.
That was really just a huge throwaway.
No pomp or anything.
Yeah. Awesome characters.
Yeah, that pissed me off so much, because it's like, we could see Inferno blown into 1,000 pieces, and then all, like, obliterated. Next thing you know, he's just putting his head on. But those guys just, you know, not to mention, you know, Scorponok.
They stayed dead.
Yeah, not to mention Scorponok, I can imagine, you know, whoops, tripped into lava, but, you know, Pterosaur, come on. You know, this is a guy who had to walk and chew gum at the same time. He was clearly above the rest of the guys in the Predacon ranks. That pissed me off, really. Yeah, I'm pissed off now thinking about it. I'm going to write them an email about that.
You're talking about the second season of Beast Wars, right?
Yeah, it's like...
Yeah, that was sort of like, oh, they're dead? They're just dead? What?
Now,
did we run out of toy ideas for these guys?
No, they didn't run out of toy ideas, because we had Transmetal...
Transmetals.
Yeah, well, they had Transmetal... Mm-hmm. Was it Scavenger? Was that what they called the Transmetal?
Well, that was for... That was Inferno, not Scorponok, but...
No, yeah, I mean, but it was going to be Inferno.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did they lose the voice actors or something? What was the deal?
No,
they just up and died.
Those guys were, I think, reused for other things.
Yeah, and Jim Byrne needed a job.
They had a particular character count that they were trying to keep on the show.
Yes,
I think, and
it was a money situation.
Yeah, no. They could only do so many models, so. Yeah.
And I'm sure Hasbro wanted the Transmetals to keep going, and those were the only two characters that didn't get Transmetal bodies. Or no, there were others, but those were like the bigger ones, right?
Those are the ones they could write off.
The Iron Rhinox didn't get Transmetaled,
right. Well, Rhinox never got one.
There's a toy.
How good was that toy?
It had like freaking tank treads. It was awesome.
I didn't think it was a
rhinoceros with tank treads. I mean, you can't get any cooler than that, dude.
It was a really great toy. I love Transmetal.
It's not a bad toy
at
all.
I like Transmetal. I just didn't like the Rhinox one for some reason.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Rhinox figure? No, that's good. That's a good figure. I'm sorry, you're wrong. Script.
It's not the best toy in the world, but it's not bad. It's not Transmetal like Optimus Prime or Megatron, who are like the best toys ever.
We're awesome to badass.
Yes.
To flip the complete script on the Pterosaur death being pissed me off in the cartoon, the manga version of him.
Oh, God.
Blew that away awesome.
I tell me about that, Rob, because I don't know about his manga death.
The Beast Wars Metals manga changed things up. Like, all of a sudden, Air Razor was a little girl instead of a guy, and Rat Trap was a very Pikachu-looking character. Well, Pterosaur got to be a Transmetal, and he had his Transmetal body, but he still died pretty quickly. But this time it's okay, because when Optimus Primal came back in his Transmetal form, he comes out and he's kicking ass and taking names, and using his mace, mind you, a blunt object meant to hurt you when it hits you, he cut Pterosaur in half long.
Holy smokes.
While Pterosaur is smiling.
Did you see brain parts and stuff like that you see in Zone?
No, it was just a clean cut, man. It was
In Zone, though, is clean cuts, but you still see like brain parts.
Yeah, it's like you just see a smiling face splitting in half, and like long ways, like, bing, yay, he's dead.
So I guess we could, if we wanted to talk about crazy deaths, we could point to Zone.
Zone, oh my god, when he cuts a, it's like, how Transformer deaths. You think the movie's hardcore? They destroy an entire planet in the opening scene.
Yeah.
With spears. I mean, the Decepticons are the most useless villains in the history of mankind. They can destroy a planet with freaking spears and a rifle. Yet, these numbnuts can beat them by tricking them with robots in a lab coat.
Awesome. I love Zone. I don't know why, but I do.
It's so cool, and it's just bad.
It's basically what everyone remembers of Victory being, because, of course, everyone remembers the first, episode of Victory being so awesome.
Yes.
But Zone is, way hardcore. Of course, you know, Zone is only one episode. They didn't go any farther. That was released. I mean, there may have been more episodes that never made it out. I mean, that's the rumors. There were, three or four episodes.
It went Headmasters 2010, Victory, then Zone, right?
Between Victory... They had, Zone, of course, was the last one that came out. Yeah, it was Victory Then Zone, because the manga of, what is it? Came after Brain Fart, Super Megatron and all that stuff. Right. Rob.
Oh.
You know.
I'm sorry, I was like.
Yeah, no, the, I'm having a brain fart on the show. Manga that from TV Magazine that followed up Zone with Super Megatron and Star Convoy and all that.
That was Battlestar's Return of Super Convoy.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Battlestar.
Two different mangas, if I'm cruel.
Yeah, but it was in TV Magazine, and I mean, there were only one toy. Was Star Convoy the only toy that?
Sky Gary.
Was Sky Gary. And was Grandis.
And I think it was a couple of Micromasters, because they weren't releasing Decepticons at the time, I recall. And then they followed that with Operation Combination, which was just Micromaster combiners and Battle Gaia and Guard City.
Yeah. And was there any manga for that? I don't...
Mayhaps.
I know there's manga for Battlestars, of course, because everyone talks about... When I joined the fandom, everyone talked about how awesome Battlestars was and how Super Megatron was revived from the ice that Galvatron was,
dead. Story pages, not manga.
You guys know way too much.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, I'm having a brain fart.
I'm feeling really uneducated around you guys.
Very short run, too, Operation Combination, from March to October.
So, yeah, Battle Gaia and Garden City are, of course, my holy grails, but I think they're the holy grails for, half the fandom. I've never seen them in person. I don't know any... You haven't, I take it, Rob. Have those ever shown up at BotCon?
No, it's like that proverbial needle in a haystack of finding physical stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see. It's even the wiki, it's just we have brief descriptions of what happens. And that was it. And it's like, what happened? The Autobots and Decepticons fought. What the hell do you think happened?
I need to allow links so people can type Goatsy into the channel. Sorry.
I'm typing links as they're not being shown up, because I totally just put up Pterosaur getting cut in half.
I need to start paying attention. There's too much to do, producing the show and chatting and all that. It's easy to get confused and lost.
This is the guy who's playing with this Transformer. Right?
I am playing with Cosmos during the show, too, I have to admit. I love this toy. I don't know why.
Wearing an orange cap.
If people aren't watching the video, you're missing out on half the show.
Skype randomly took away my video, so...
Yeah, same thing for Anthony. Yeah, Skype's not cooperating.
Yeah, Anthony's been staring at the same thing for the past 30 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I thought he was ticked off at me when I was talking about him on the toilet.
I was seeing myself in the Skype window, and then all of a sudden I was completely gone.
Yeah, Skype 5 is not stable.
You've been gone for a while. Anthony's circling.
Much better. Okay, do we have anything else, guys, to make? Oh, Twitter Theater.
Twitter Theater.
I made up for last week, did I not, guys?
Yeah, this is awesome.
I told you I would.
Oh, let me put this up on the video. Hold on.
Put it on the video. We got to show the peoples.
Let me pause. Okay. Pause. Putting this on video because it's awesome.
This show's come a long way.
Which video?
Yep.
The live feed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. It's awesome.
Oh, my.
Yeah. No one knows what they're saying.
No. It's basically a recruiting commercial.
It's a Chinese military recruitment video.
It's kind of like the stuff we, you know, where we get Marines, like with laser swords turning into like chess pieces and crap.
Yeah, fighting lava monsters.
Yeah, but except it's Transformers. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like
you know, this is a wild side. This is totally like, false pretenses because it's like you do not. I mean, it's like join the military and you can see Transformers.
You know, we may have robots, but I doubt the Taiwanese army has robots.
Well, you know.
Well, in case you don't know, America does sell a lot too.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, right now, China's pretty much got all. America's all. You know, it's like they're kind of in lead right now, guys. They might actually have robots. I mean, wow, look at that! And now someone's like,
"Dude, according to Tony Hawk,
it's pretty awesome."
Is that Bomb Shock?
I don't know. Yeah, actually, it did look like Bomb Shock. That's
and the
true.
The bone guy kind of looks like Megatron because he had a little fusion cannon randomly glued to his arm.
That totally did look like Bomb Shock. Yeah. You are absolutely totally right. I was trying to think of which character that looked like.
Wait, what do you mean nobody knows what they're saying? They didn't even say a word.
Yeah, they didn't say anything. The kid giving what was the salute was just...
That was hilarious.
I shed a tear. The kid, I'm not even like Taiwanese.
Robots.
Pure awesome.
Yeah.
Where's the link to that?
We're going to put that. Oh, yeah. We need to put the video of that on tfvideo.net.
That deserves it. There's better. I found some good stuff recently, guys.
There it is. I put it in the.
Well, obviously not last week. But,
Wait, is that the channel?
No, not last week. But yeah, I found good stuff for a few weeks worth of. God bless America. Hang on.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So, anything else, guys? Do we have anything else?
Dudysaurus Rex.
Dudysaurus Rex. Actually, I haven't had any Purplesaurus Rex Kool-Aid recently, so.
Actually, really?
Yeah, not recently. Wow. I make it occasionally, of course. It's just grape and lemonade. You know, I haven't really pulled out any crazy stuff that I bought recently, so since we're here on camera, I will pull out the Garbage Pail Kids. The large Garbage Pail Kids. I got them on eBay. Fantastic.
Oh, those are great.
Yeah. I love, you know, they're so cheap on eBay. I love this stuff.
You know, as far as non-sport trading cards go, this one's for the ladies out there and maybe a handful of the guys, but the girlfriend, she collects Hello Kitty.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
had a Hello Kitty toy box.
I checked at the card section.
I'm so sad.
It looked like Hello Kitty cards, and it's in their trading cards, like a bunch of postcards with stickers, and it comes with a PVC figurine and tokens, and you collect them all, and you make a freaking board game with it. I was
wow.
Like, what the hell? Why don't they have a Garbage Pail Kid board game thing?
Were you able to find one, or is that just something?
Marketing
that...
opportunities.
Yes, yeah, true.
It's like,
someone get Hello Tops Kitty. On the line now.
Yeah, it's like the Hello Kitty people whose whole thing is based on putting their face on anything. Came up with that cool idea.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, I occasionally come up with some awesome ideas like RFC and things like that.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know what that is.
You know, yeah. You know I've been doing this for 14
Never heard of it.
God, we've been doing it a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a cool idea called Send Skype a Picture of My Ass.
Are you showing your. Yeah, your video is not coming up. Skype
I got
5
a cool
is not.
Idea. I am really sad about this Transformers death. I'm going to go poop.
Awesome. Okay.
Do you see how this works here? It's like, okay, when Optimus died, I was in the third grade when the movie came out, and my mom took me and my brother to see it. And actually, like this kid in the neighborhood, I've probably pissed off at this point in the fandom. He was a huge Transformers nut and all that, and he had been seen there watching the movie since it opened. Like, he has all allowances there watching the movie over and over again. And, of course, he sat down with us. He's like, hey, I get to sit next to somebody. He's the guy who brought Perceptor to school and stuff to use the science class. But we all watched it, and I remember Optimus Prime comes up and he dies, and I hear people going, and I was like, cool.
See, my memory is it funny how those certain Transformer memories just stick out in your memory just so vividly? Like, I can remember,
doing you that, yeah.
I can remember distinctively somebody bringing Sunstreaker Art to the playground. I remember seeing skids on the bus.
I just remember seeing skids in my pants.
Mm-hmm. Anthony might have after Optimus Prime.
Yes, I did too. I've had a little bowel syndrome for the last 14 years.
He's like arguing on ATT. I swear he turned gray too. God, this upsets me.
Okay.
Oh, God.
It's amazing because I look back now, it's like Transformers just, I don't know what it was, but I mean, I just vividly remember the toys so much sticking out at certain points in my life that they are just sort of just a part of your growing up. And yeah. It was funny because my grandma called me when the first new movie came out, and she's like, I remember when the first movie came out. I'm like, yeah, Grandma, you took me to actually go see it, and it was very loud, and it hurt your ears.
Awesome. Okay, well, I guess that's it for this week. We will return next week. Stay tuned if you're watching live for New Soundwave, where we talk video games and stuff, and it's hosted by your friend and mine, John DeLuna.
Mm.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's good. That's good podcast.
Release your bowels.
Oh, goddamn it.
Release your bowels in preparation.
I'm going to release some Skype. I'll be right back.
Yeah, so check out tfvideo.net. That is – it's no longer goes to our YouTube page. It actually goes to our video blog where we post all our awesome videos and crap. Anthony, you should catch up by going to tfvideo.net and watching all our shows.
Mm. I would also like to plug tformers.com and or my site anthonyandsemble.com.
Yes, go to those.
If you have a Macintosh, go download walkingstickgame.com.
Yes. Tformers.com is awesome. We are the official podcast of Tformers.com. We love Jack. Jack is our hero. Peter, a.k.a. KKKKK, Weebum, who's awesome.
Weebum.
Okay, so we will be back next week. I want to thank everyone out there for listening. Thank you guys for being here. And we will see you later.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.